All right. So let me see if this thing is going. Yes, it is. All right. Today, I wanted to share with you guys something that I wanted to be able to use right now this week. A lot of my clients come to me because they get really, really frustrated about the quality of leads that are coming in the door, or they have way too many funnels that they're trying to manage all at the same time. So instead of doing one thing really well, what they end up with is one thing or a billion things actually quite poorly. So when you're looking at how you generate leads, there's something you really have to understand about the neuroscience about lead generation. Part of it is obviously, you know, what is your most profit channel? Which one brings in the best quality clients? But there's also a piece of the puzzle that I think a lot of the skills-based coaches out there really miss. So a lot of the skills-based coaches, and when I say skill-based coaches, it's like the how-tos, how to do this and how to do that, how to generate leads on Facebook, how to make phone call scripts, and so on and so on. Those are all fine. However, they really fall apart when someone has the absolute best script but is absolutely terrified of picking up the phone. Or, you know, they want to do stuff on Facebook, but they're kind of afraid of judgment, of it not working, and there's all these kinds of things that go on through their heads, and so they only put $2 a day. And so, fun fact about Facebook ads is the quality of leads is actually in a pyramid. The ad spenders, I guess, who are paying the most get the best quality leads at the top. And of course, there's not very many of them. So if I'm an advertiser and I'm spending $200 a day and you're an advertiser to the same group at $2 a day, I'm going to get the good ones, you're going to get the crappy ones, and then Facebook ads don't work. So fear is what sort of feeds in here that prevents us from taking action on the how-to instruction we've achieved. So what I'm going to hopefully help you guys out with is a way to figure out which way you should be generating leads based on a whole bunch of assessments. So as you can see here on your screen, I have this thing called the Best Lead Quality Assessment. And this is one, actually it's got a spelling error. That's hilarious. If you're looking for the spelling error, you'll find it. Anywho, this is something that I modified from something I got from Frank Kern when I went through his private client group a couple years ago. And it's really, really effective at figuring out where you should be spending your time. So if I scroll down here, this is from my Life on Fire program. All of my one-on-one clients get access to my Life on Fire. It's 12 instructional videos on the best sales methods, marketing methods, nutrition methods, how to create an absolute amazing offer that's called an irresistible offer that people won't say no to, and so on. So this is kind of part of that program if you're interested in where this is coming from. Okay, so what you do here on this chart, on the left-hand column where it says sales channel, this is where you write all the different ways where you currently get new clients. So it can be referrals, it could be Facebook ads, it could be social media, like just through content, it could be door knocking, cold calling, warm calling, meetings, seminars, webinars, masterminds, speaking events, books, like everything. Like, how do you actually go about generating your new clients? So you put that on the left-hand side. Then what you do is you go across these six categories and you rate them individually. So there'd be like Facebook ads would be one, and then we go across and you rate Facebook ads according to each of the six categories. So of course you can read, but I'm going to go through them. So net profit is the first one. So let's say you have Facebook ads, which have an expense to them, and then you have something like cold calling. Well, there is an expense with cold calling because it's the time required. So you have to give yourself an hourly wage. So if you are wanting to be a millionaire, your hourly wage is $500 per hour. And then again, you can do math from there, but it's a nice round, fun number. And so you have to look at however you generate those leads. Are they super profitable, moderately profitable, or low to losing money, low profitability, break even, or worse? Okay, so net profit. Energy is the next one. And that is simply like, do you, when you think of it, do you get excited? Or when you think about generating new clients through that channel, does it make you want to poke your eyeballs out? Right? So I love teaching. And thankfully, that is the number one way that I use to get new clients, because I do longer webinars, I do shorter webinars, I do videos like this. When something strikes a chord, everyone that wants to says, okay, I'm ready to have a conversation, and then we can take it from there. I will wake up every day to do this teaching because I absolutely love it. Now, there's other things that I would absolutely want to, you know, poke my eyeballs out with hot pokers. Like if you said to me, here's a list of people cold call, I'd curl up and die. And so I know that from an energy perspective, I would avoid that work because I don't like it. So when you find that you're avoiding doing something, there's something about it you're either afraid of or simply work that you just don't like. It's not in your wheelhouse and you need to find a better way of doing it. Quality of leads is another one. So everyone knows internet leads are tire kickers and you need to get hundreds and hundreds of leads before you'll get a single sale. So the quality of leads coming through that are really, really low versus quality of referral leads are very, very high, right? And the cost for referrals is also very, very low, right? So the referral kind of a lead, and this is not new news. This is for every business person ever known this. And so when you look at the quality of people coming through, a really good way of figuring out is it high or low quality is how many of them does it take before you can get a sale. And generally speaking, you're going to find the internet online leads, you have to get so many more of those before you'll actually get a sale versus something that maybe comes through your sphere or through workshops or from referrals. Ease of sale is the next one. So, and again, you can imagine the people who don't know you at all. So anyone from like a cold audience are harder to sell than warm audiences. And so again, you go through your channel and say, where in the spectrum do these fit in terms of the ease for you to be able to sell these people? Now, there is also ways you can create to qualify people through, to pre-sell them on stuff. Like, so if someone wants to book a call with me, before they get on that call, I send them a video. I'm like, here's all my services, because I want to make sure on that call, the conversation is all about you and not about what I do. So here's what I do. Figure out if there's something in here that kind of floats your boat and we can talk about it in the context of what you need ultimately for yourself. Okay, so that eases up my sales process. So also they've basically sold themselves on what they want, or they've basically said, you know what, this isn't for me. And then we can have a conversation of some other ways and methods that they can sort of go along the path that they need to go on. So ease of sale is a really, really important one. Sustainability is, could you do this day in, day out, or week in, week out, and just not run out of steam? And sustainability is killer, because I launched a product last January, so January 2019, and I thought it'd be really, really cool. And it was great, and I kept up with it until about month number 6. And then I started to fall off. I'm like, ugh, I just didn't want to do it. I found it really difficult. It was hard to schedule things in. It wasn't working like I wanted it to work. So the sustainability of that model was very low. Similarly, I can't do live workshops every day because it would absolutely exhaust me. So that's not really going to work for me either. So the sustainability of whatever way that you generate leads needs to be really high. Otherwise, it's going to erode over time and you're going to fall off. And then, of course, the last one is, how much can you replicate or automate it, right? So I can take a webinar and I can replicate it all over the place and I can automate it. I can turn it on, run ads, or get affiliates to, you know, to market it to their people. And then it's easy for me to actually run that particular webinar without having to really do all the work myself, because I've automated it or I have replicated it. I'm not always creating a new webinar time after time after time. And so at the end of this, you're going to add all this up to the side and it's a score out of 30. Okay, 5 times 6 is 30. And what you're going to find is the one that rises to the top, or the one or two that rise to the top, that's where you should spend your time, because that's naturally where you are, your assessments are leading you. So please be honest with this assessment when you go through it, because if you're not honest with the assessment, it's going to give you a false read. And some people have gone through it, they're like, everything's the same number. And I'm like, that's literally impossible. Like, just from a net profit perspective, they can't all be the same number. And so really look at the ways that you generate your business, look at it in the context of these 6 categories, do your scoring, and then pick your top two. Now, if at that point you say you pick your top two, but you're really not sure like how to go. So say referrals is one. That's where a lot of people struggle with it. Well, like, well, how do I get more referrals? Because asking for it makes me feel really weird. So I'll just drop this little idea for people who love referrals. You get referrals because you are remembered, and you're remembered because you've made someone feel really awesome. So clientgiant.com, Jay O'Brien is like one of my favorite people in the world, and he runs clientgiant.com, and they have a wonderful philosophy that I use and like half of my clients use. every 3 months, they send a cheap and cheerful little something completely unbranded, including the card, to say, hey, you know, saw this little thing, thought you'd really enjoy it. And it can be anything from a charger you put in your purse. It can be a journal. It can be a barbecue brush. It can be an umbrella. It can be whatever. But the idea is that it is relevant, it is useful, and it doesn't have your name on it. If it has anyone's name on it, it has the client's name. So if you can customize it, great. If not, don't worry about it. Just don't put your brand. This is not a sales message. You don't deliver it because you don't know how people are going to be at their door, or especially during COVID, they might not be comfortable. You mail it. Why? Because when I get a box or I get a little lumpy envelope in the mail, I get really, really excited. I anticipate something because it's a surprise gift. So that anticipation already amps up the dopamine levels in my head, and now I'm excited and I'm relating that excitement to what's in the box. And that thing in the box is from you. And so when I open the gift and I see it and then I see the card, now like literally my biochem is going whoosh. This is awesome. And that's how you get people talking about it. So let's say you gave me this mug. Let's say you sent me this mug. Reading is sexy. I love reading, right? And so I'll put this here and someone will come along and say, oh my gosh, that's the cutest mug. And I'm like, yeah, my realtor gave it to me, or my business, my accountant gave it to me, or my lawyer gave it to me, or my whatever gave it to me, whoever you are, you gave it to me. And they're like, oh, that's awesome. And especially when you're in a relationship business, especially a high transaction business, like if you don't have trailer fees, like some of the financial models do, but more like you're always having to refill your bucket. Having these kind of talking triggers, Jay Baer calls them that in his book, literally called talk triggers, really helps people to, it's like a visual cue to remember that you exist. Because if you don't exist, you're not being talked about. If you're not being talked about, you're not being referred. So sure, this stuff costs money. Yes, you can do it yourself, but there's also services like Client Giant out there that can also help. So take a look at those things, really start thinking creatively about the ways that you can generate business for yourself. And if you're hesitating, if you have all the how-tos in the world and yet you still won't do something, there's nothing wrong with you. There's just something that you fear, something that is kind of holding you back. There's a story you're potentially telling yourself. And so I know I've mentioned this a bunch of times. When you feel yourself pulling back, even though you know this is the thing that you should do, ask yourself, what is the story you're telling yourself? What assumption are you making? I don't want to send an email because they might get annoyed. Well, what if you sent the email and they were really appreciative? You got a 50-50. You don't know how others think. You don't know how others are feeling, but you know what you're trying to accomplish. So believe in your abilities to look out for your customers in the best way possible. Look at yourself saying, okay, I'm going to figure this out and I'm going to do the best thing for me and for my business and ultimately for my customers. Because when you lead with your impact, when you lead with the service that you're offering, the money comes afterwards. A lot of people lead the other way, and I did for years, and it made me miserable and stressed, where you lead with, this is how much money I need, so I'm going to go find these clients. Wrong. You need to say, what is the impact that my services deliver? Who ultimately needs that? And how can I do that for as many people as possible? This is the same philosophy I'm applying for friendship. In order to get friends, I just want to be a good friend. You want to get clients, be the person that deserves them. Because if you don't, then you're not going to get them. And even if you do, it'll be short-lived and you'll have the business that I had that I'm finally winding down, which is a constantly revolving door. People coming in, people going out, not because you're bad, but because you don't really solve the problem in the right way. And so it's really important to understand not only where you're going to get your clients from, but once you get them in, how are you going to make them feel special? Because that's what creates that stickiness. And we all know that businesses live and die on referrals. So the better you are at referrals above everything else and supplementing it with another way of getting new leads, this is what's going to lead to a truly strong business. So I hope you guys have found this really helpful. And please try to use this. You can, if you want a copy of this, just drop a comment and say yes, and you know, or pop me a message and send me your email address. I'd be happy to send you a copy of the lead quality assessment that you see here on your screen. All right, go and make awesome business decisions today. It's Monday. Again, if you need any help, highperformancelife.ca. Got a group coaching program is starting off, and I've got a really cool surprise coming up with that. And if you want to have a conversation, by all means, just let me know and I'll set up a call. All right. Have a great day, guys.